to $7.50. So it's been a fair bit of chopping and changing in the Aussie Star handicap. So Flippant is the $4.80 favourite, Kenny Essen at $5.50, but a good go for Gran Rosso, 19 into 6 with that bet of $2,000 at $19, and just constant support since then.
Good move. Thank you, Trent. Now I know why you pounded through that door and wanted to pass on that information. Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Trent Langscale from tab.com.au. Corey Brown copped a, in his words, devastating suspension yesterday. He had key rides for Warwick Stakes Day Saturday week. Invincible Jam, Dixie Blossom, Champagne Cuddles, two or three others. He misses that. He'll be riding Spieth in that barrier trial on Monday at Warwick Farm. So we'll be watching that. It's going to be a quiet trial, but Corey linked to Spieth on Monday, but he certainly missed a Saturday week. And what else did I need to tell you? Caravaggio, who was in the Everest discussions, it's been announced overnight by Ryan Moore for Aidan O'Brien after the poor run at Deauville on Sunday night. The horse has pulled up with a problem with his feet and issues there. The stable haven't lost faith in him, but at this stage the Everest looks looks a big drifter. Anyway, we'll wait for confirmation at some point from Coolmore. That's the news hour of Racing HQ. After our news break, the full preview for Kembla Grange.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Kristen Fard with your Sky Sports Radio news. New details have emerged about the third crime syndicate smashed by police this week. The Telegraph has revealed the syndicate allegedly bribed Australian Border Force officers to smuggle drugs into Australia. The lawyer for accused Australian drug mule Cassie Sainsbury is hopeful a Colombian court will find her innocent when she stands trial for trying to smuggle nearly 6 kilograms of cocaine out of the South American country. Treasurer Scott Morrison insists holding a $122 million voluntary postal ballot on same-sex marriage is money well spent. Morrison was out this morning defending the government's decision to hold a non-binding vote. A Sydney man has copped an 18-month suspended jail sentence after helping thousands of people access Foxtel without paying the TV network a single cent. To sport now, intense negotiations over the salary cap and revenue share continue between the NRL and the Rugby League Players Association. The RLPA have asked all 16 clubs to send 20 players to a meeting on Monday, August 21, to discuss CBA negotiations. It's been reported five of the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs players are being shopped around for next season in a bid to get the club under the 2018 salary cap. It's rumoured the five players are Captain James Graham, the Morris Twins, Moses Mbai and Greg Eastwood. Meanwhile, the Bulldogs are set to announce their new CEO, possibly as early as today. The Bulldogs will play the Rabbitohs tonight at ANZ Stadium. The Sydney Kings have reportedly signed former NBA player and Los Angeles Clippers guard Travis Leslie for the upcoming NBL season. The Wallaroos went down to Ireland 19-17 this morning at the Women's Rugby World Cup, and video gamers could be competing for Olympic world medals by 2024. The co-president of the Paris Olympic Bid Committee will hold talks with the IOC and esports representatives about gaming joining the 2024 program. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
At Bing Lee, for a limited time, purchase any LG, Samsung, F&P or Hitachi fridge and get it delivered plus the packaging in the old fridge taken away for free. Only at Bing Lee and only for a limited time. See in-store or bingley.com.au for details.
Winter racing action heats up this weekend with big events in Sydney and Melbourne. And to help get your day off to a flying start, we've got plenty of extra value available across both meets, including an unforgettable trifecta offer. Plus, you can cheer on your bets by watching all races live on the TAB app and get expert tips and late mail on our racing blog. So place a bet you'll never forget on your TAB app, online at tab.com.au or at your local TAB today. TAB, we love a bet. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. Sean Cosgrove with you. It is 9 past 10. A little big day racing today. Kembla Grange, the man who knows all about conditions there, is track manager Dave Anderson. Morning, Dave.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
What sort of a day has it dawned?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, actually, yeah. Sean. No wind, which has been very good for the last few days. It's been very windy.
Yeah, now, so no wind today. How have you rated the track officially?
Yeah, the track's come up a good 3, and the rail's out 8 metres from the 1100 to the winning post, and 6 the remainder.
All right, so 8 metres, 11 to the post, 6 the remainder. Actually, Dave, it's funny, a couple of times of late I've sort of gone, that feels like an early spring. But it's you get those weird little patches come this time of the year, don't you?
Yeah, it's a nice day. Definitely, spring has not sprung yet, mate, I can tell you.
You're still a bit cool, all right. Good on you, Dave. Well, have a great day there.
Thanks a lot, Sean.
Okay, Dave Anderson there at Kembla Grange. It's a good 3, the rail out, 8 metres, 1100 to the post, 6 the remainder. And Wayne Harris rejoins us. Morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Shawnee. How are you?
I'm terrific, mate. Looking forward to a good day today.
It's beautiful, mate. Yeah, it's been a bit chilly in mornings and nights, but these were lovely days.
All right. Now, the first day today is a maiden plate 2000. Got a full field. 1 Blues Bros 215, 5 Seething Break 310, 6 Chili Beauty is at $8. Also, 8 The Intern at $8. 7 Dress Rehearsal 12, 3 Mateship at 13, 4 Roving Eye 18, and 2 LeBron $21.
Oh, 2000-metre maiden, that tries us out, doesn't it?
Mm.
Went 1, 5, 6, and 8. Blues Bros been, he's a 7-year-old now, still a maiden, but he's a late starter, I think, and he's been knocking on the door. He's very, very one pace, and he's been placed his past couple. He went from 1,500 up to the 2,000 there on the Beaumont last start, beaten by Jagger, and he looked like he was going to win it. And he was backed off the map on that occasion too. So he gets his chance today on the big track, like in running. It should be hard to beat. I've thrown in number 5, Seething Drake. Another one's been placed his past couple of starts. Really does probably deserve a change of luck. It's always around the money and can stick. Of the others, number 6, Chili Beauty. The runs have been okay. It didn't have the greatest of luck last start. Got back probably a little bit too far, but finished off all right. Back to a home track here. I'm sure she'll run well. And the other one I've got in, that one that went around that Jagger race the other day behind Blues Bro, finished a couple, probably a couple of lengths behind, was number 7, The Intern. It's probably the youngest one in the field. So she, I'll give her a chance here. Easy could win the race. 1, 5, 6, 8 in the first, Andrew.
They're tricky little races, aren't they, Wayne?
Yeah, and I called you Andrew, you're Sean.
That's all right, yeah. Now you rung me in, done
you
the
call
old...
me Fred, call me whatever you like.
No worries, all right. Now the second today, another maiden, this one over 1,000, we've got a full field. 2 Bagish is $3.40, 4 I Am Twisted is $3.70, 8 Sweet Bouquet $4.60, 1 Bounding Badger at 7, 6 Reference at $8.50, 3 Classic Wind at 12, also 5 Miss Demi Mond at 12, 9 Tay Tay Taylor is 21, and 7 Savanita is 101.
I've got to apologise, Sean. I'm a bit flustered this morning. I'm having trouble with my computer. It downloaded everything last night, and then when I went to try to turn it on again, it's saying that it's not responding. So trouble getting all my scratchings and watching my videos, and I've scored it, I've kicked it. The cat won't come anywhere near me, so anyway, we'll do our best.
All right.
All right, mate. Here in the second, I've got 8, 2, 4, and 6. I've got number 8 to take for the birding, Sweet Bouquet, or Bouquet from very astute Gary Nixon stable. She only lightly raced. She got around to nice races as a 2-year-old, and she looks like she's just taking a bit of time. She's back now. It's probably the easiest race that she's contested. I've got her on top. Brenda Michael's got a good hand here with 3 of them. I thought number 2, Bagisha. I'll give it a good hope here, but she's been getting back a long way in its races and hitting the line. And it's coming back from a 1,400-metre race last start back to 1,000 here. So it will need a touch of luck, but it can motor home in the right circumstances. So I'm throwing in number 4, I Am Twisted. It's been to the races on 6 occasions for 4 very good placings. It's well-travelled. I think it's been placed at Musselbrook Arm, but I'll test knock Dubbo this preparation. So it's not too far away from a win. And I thought number 6, which I win, the other one, another one, the Markle Runners Reference, it's backing up from running last Saturday in a 1,200 back to 1,000 here, and it's always around the money. So 8, 2, 4, 6.
All right, now the third, we pull out number two, Have a Nip. Three Cosmic Powers is $1.65. Six Mossman Gorge, $3.40. Seven Jayaqua is $6. One Exclamation, $6.50. Five is Kenny as 16. Eight Lease of Life, 51, with nine Barefoot Bay, also 51. Four for Shan, $101. Got the shorty here, Cosmic Powers from the Snowden camp, but a few of these are showing a little bit of ability.
I think it is. It's very speedy. She's got a wing on every hoof. She was a good winner on debut at Hawkesbury. Then she went out for a spell, and her run the other day was good. She showed a lot of speed, crossed and led the Murray chase, and that was 1,100, I think, the other day. Back to the power with you today, she'll take a lot of beating. Blake Chin's got some nice rides here today, and this is one of them, so I think it'll be very hard to beat. Of the others, number one, Exclamation, Mark Newnham. And I've got to say, I've got a vested interest in this young boy that rides at Robbie Dole, an Irish boy with 3 kilos. I think you'll be hearing a lot more of him, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
This horse resumes from Australia today. It had a nice little trial. It had good form last prep. It's got the big weight and the blinkers go back on today, but I think Mark's been very patient with this, Mark Newnham, and he's found a nice race for it today. It'll be hitting the line very, very strongly. Six Mossman Gorge. He's been gelded since his last prep. Matthew Dale doesn't swing too many horses up here to Kembla Grange. He showed plenty of potential as a two-year-old. He went around, I think his last start was in the Black Opal. And he's put away after that. His form before that was very, very good. I think his first couple of starts, he led or was up on speed, and his last couple, he sort of got back. So he's been gelded now, and I'll be interested to see with a couple of gear changes there what he can do today. But as I say, Matty Dale doesn't bring them up here too often. And the other one thrown in is number 7, Jayaqua, only lightly raced. Showed a good potential last prep. Did win a recent trial. I think it's got to be considered. 3-1, 6-7.
All right, the fourth, this is a fascinating race. This is Domain over 1,000, now 1 Scratching 8 Manhattan Bridge. 5 Missed Out is 290, 2 Explosive Missile 320, 10 Deodosio 390, 3 Privilege 650, 4 Anna's Joy 18, now 1 Allied 23, 702 Good 23, along with 9 New York Miss, and 6 Afterthought 26. I said fascinating because a lot of these are first starters. They've had a lot of trials, but I'll run through the gear changes because there's gear changes galore here. A lot of them to do with bits and things. Allied number 1's got a Norton bit on for the first time. 2 Explosive Missiles got a lugging bit the first time. 3 Privily, a lugging bit first time and a tongue tie. 4 Anna's Joy, lugging bit, tongue tie. 5 Missed Out, blinkers off. 8 Manhattan Bridge has got blinkers on and a lugging bit the first time. 9 New York Miss, blinkers first time, a lugging bit and a tongue tie. So there could be horses improve out of sight with these gear changes here.
True. There's a lot of first starters there, so I suppose they're not really gear changes to first starters. They've probably trialled in them.
Yeah.
Whatever. So
there's a bit of gear going on, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've gone 2, 5, 10, and 7. I've gone with this first starters. As I said, there's a few first starters here, but David Pfeiffer can get his horses up and running. I really like the trials of number 2, Explosive Missile. Trial well last prep, and then it's come back, and it looks fairly push button, 2 natural speed, and that's 1 of 2 trials this time in. Do you think it'll take some beating? It's on top for me. I thought number 5 Missed Out. He's had the race experience. Inside draw, as you say, a few gear changes. The blinkers come off this one. It'll strip fitter. It looked like it went a bit too keen there at Hawkesbury first up from a spell. And it was just wanting the last little bit. So gets a better race here for it. I thought number 10, Teodosa. It's only had one run. Had the benefit of that race experience. It was easy in the market the other day at Wildville. I thought it run very, very well. And of the others, we'll try number 7, All Too Good. It's only ever had one career run at Warwick Farm on a very heavy track, and it was up on the speed, and I didn't mind its trials coming to this. It might be a bit of value, so we'll go numbers 2, 5, 10, 7.
All right, we go to the fifth now, over 1,200, and 7 Vegas strip out. Now, 6 Volknut, 340, 8 Coulthard, 390, 2 Pure Rebel, 550, 1 Ballord is 750, 3 Havanip, $8, 4 Midnight Ride, 13, along with 5 Oakfield Ricky, 10 Man of Colours, 15, and 9 Colour Drops is an $18 pop.
I've gone 8, 2, 6, and 4. Another one of the team Snowden horses, 8 Coulthard, beautifully bred horse. He's resuming a spell here today. He showed good potential last prep. He looked like he was just a horse that needed another prep. And he's been given very, very quiet trials coming into this. So I think we watch the market very closely. Number 2, Pure Rebel's done nothing wrong. Very, very consistent galloper for the Gary Portelli camp. He'll bring home another check here today. The other is number 6, Belknut. He's a trainer I don't know a real lot about, David Smith from Mudgee. Now, he produced his horse out at Warren the other day, and he looked like he was big in condition, but he was too good there, ridden obviously a good ride by Greg Ryan. Must be a story to him. I believe he might have started off with in Sydney, maybe with Gay Waterhouse, and he ended up in Queensland, I think, with... Oh, I'm not quite sure now, I'm only guessing. But he had a bit of form up there. He did win a race at Ipswich and showed a fair bit of form. So he's ended up back here in New South Wales. Obviously, I don't know whether it's the Bobs or what it is, but he's a very, very nice horse, and he'll strip fitter from that first-up run at Warren. Okay, of the others, I thought number four, Midnight Ride, had a bit of a freshen up. Normally runs well fresh, one of the Markwell runners in the race. I think she's got two or three. I've got numbers 8, 2, 6, and 4. Dead set, watch the market here. Sean, there's a couple here that I think will be very well fancied.
All right, race 6 over the 1,400, and we pull out numbers 8, Tarsin, 13, Onslaught, 15, Excited Prince, 17, Street Pursuit, and 18, Legislation. Now, number 5, Shavish, is the favourite, $5 in an open race, 3, Karachi at $5.50, also 14, Rogue Missile, $5.50, 9, Choice Lager, $7.50, 10, Culotta, $9, 2, Rock Milady, $9.50, 4, Coolcraft, $10, 16, I Am Impressed, is $14, 6, Fig Tree, $15, 7, Kashan, $15, 12, Aerosede, is $21, 1, Brace, is $26, and 11, Dabawi Dream, $26.
Gee, we've got a couple of very, very good benchmark races here, Andrew. Sean, but they could easily go and be a midweek race in town, obviously, you know, the form of some of these. Okay, I'm going to go this way, 5, 2, 4, and 1. Gee, I think he was one of the best things Beat I've ever seen, or for a long time, number 5, Shavish, the other day, one from Team Snow Camp, Blake Shin Rides. He got cut out about 3 times up the running. He was only beaten, I think, half a head or something in the end, or a neck, so... that was a huge run, and this should be his peak at the fourth run back from the spell. Luck in running, a bit of an awkward draw there, but he goes very well on this Kembla track. So I've got him on top. I thought the danger come from his stablemate, Rock Milady. Had the one run back from the spell. Was expecting the betting there at Rose Hill, and it'll strip fitter. Looks to be a big gross type of horse. He figured prominently in the stewards report from that first up run there at Rose Hill too, on the back of some nice trials. So this is a nice race for him. I tipped Coolcraft last time, and you can do whatever you like. And I jumped off, and I went for Shavish. And Coolcraft, finding a good track, dry track for a change, he put his head out and was too good. And I've got to throw him in the numbers again here today. Hopefully he's found a bit of form, get a bit of confidence out of that. And number 1, Braces. He's got the big weight here, but gee, he should have finished closer.
He had no luck at all the other day, did he?
Just none at all.
And was getting home nicely.
Motored home. I think another one that's in the race just finished in front of him. The one of Ronnie Quinn down the weights here. I Am Impressed. There's not a real lot of difference in the weights, but I Am Impressed is drew off the track. So I'd just like to know his sectionals the other day. I haven't got him in front of me, but that was a 12.50 up at the 1,400 metres. So, Kiko, he'll be down there annoying me today.
He will be.
Normally he rings when I'm on air or on TV. He rings me to say hello.
Well, we've given him up now, but that was a good run the other day, that horse.
It was a great run, mate. So 5, 2, 4, 1. It's just got the big weight. That's why I shied off a little bit.
Yeah. Now, race 7, 3-year-old Maiden, 1 Augustus and 6 Miraviat. Now, 9 Pandemonium, $2.15, 5 Cool Dude Osgred is $4, 3 Campaign, $5, 11 Seababe, $9.50, 2 California Grand Cru is $10, number 10 Pellegrina, $14, 4 Chipotle is $26, now 8 Tsunami Alert, $41, and 7 Solid Asset, $51.
As usual, like these had just turned 3-year-old. They were 2s, but we see some nice young horses come down. Go through the grades down here. I've gone 9, 5, 11, and 3. I've gone with Pandemonium. Gay and Adrian thought enough to take this down to Melbourne after running a terrific third in its first debut run in Sydney. Went around at Caulfield and Flemington. Well, it was beaten, but not disgraced. And showed a lot of speed in those races, its first 3 starts. Went for a spell. Trialled well coming into its first run at Wyle, where it was well supported. Just never hit the ground running. It was caught wide and it was doing its best work late. That was 1,100. Goes to the 1,400 metres today, I think it gets a chance to win. I've got number 5, Cool Dude, Osbred is a danger. Gerald Reinhorst ran a very, very good debut on the Beaumont track running second there, tried very, very hard. And I think that might have been a pretty hot form race too. It looked like he'd improve with the run. He's a definite danger. And then we go down to number 11, Seababe. Only had the 1 career run back at March in the Magic Night on a very heavy track. Oh, sorry, soft track it was. Beyond Tulip, Elise, they horses like that. Trialled nicely coming into this. I think it'll be fancied here today and it's a dead set chance in the race. And number 3, Campaign, another lovely horse. Looks like a slow learner. Nothing went right for him on his debut run. Turned out his two runs this time in have been all right. He's got back and hit the line okay. So stepping to 1,400 metres today, he's a player. 9, 5, 11, and 3.
They're often tricky races, those, aren't they, where you get horses that have had one run and been tipped out, and they, all of a sudden the penny drops when they come back.
Just hope you know the day that the penny drops. I don't hear it too often.
No, never mind. 1 Lunar Spin and 9 Halberd come out of the final event, race 8. That's over 1,600. 1 Bon Equus is 330. 7 Cocopoo, 6. 2 Year Bravo, 650. Also 8 Gracious Grey, 650. Now 6 Damaging is 750. 4 Captain Mannering, 10. 5 Corridon, 12. Number 10 Hypernicus also is 12. 12 Race the Limit, 16. 11 Iron Bottlepoo, 31. 13 Sarian, 51. And 14 Espresso Shot, $61. This looks a little bit open.
Good race to finish off here. I've gone numbers 3, 8, 5, and 2. He likes this track, Bon Equus. Joe Price brought him here a few times. He might have even won his maiden here. Might be wrong there, but, gee, I think his best run for a while was his last start there at Wyong. He really, really got the line very, very well there. So I think in this type of race, he can show up. He might be just starting to hit a bit of form. I think the danger will come from Ronnie Quinton's mare, Gracious Grey. Link is going her today. She hasn't been beaten far in recent runs, and she hits the line strongly when she's ridden quiet. So coming back to provincial grade, she could easily win the race here. Of the others, number 5, Corridon. Chris Waller's got a couple of runners here. I don't think his horse has been racing up the speed now. He's had a couple of starts, but I don't know if he ran out the 1900 the other day. So coming back to a mile here, easy race. I think he's got a little bit of ability. Now, I had to throw in his stablemate, number 2, Yeah Bravo. Kicks off here at 1600 metres. Just don't know about him first up, but his horse can show up. His trials was hard to get a go at on. I think they were okay. So maybe just watch Mark in the last year. There's a couple of queries. 3, 8, 5, and 2.
All right. Now, have you found anything that sort of stands out on the day?
I reckon Shavish. I just thought he had Backman Next Start written all over him the other day when he was beaten here at Kemble. I know it's a strong race, but I think he's in good form at the moment. So race 6, number 5, Shavish.
All right, that'll do us, Wayne. Good luck there today, and we'll hear your late mail throughout the day as well.
Is there any quaddy numbers, Shawnee?
Oh, sorry, we'll grab those, yeah. Get your quaddies.
Getting them to you. Okay, best race 6, number 5. Yep. My quaddies starting race 5, numbers 8, 2, 6. Race 6 will be 5, 2, 4. Race 7, 9, and 5. And race 8, 3, 8, and 5. I don't know what it comes to, but I try to keep it pretty short there.
All right, terrific. Good luck, and hear you through the day.
Thanks, Sean. If anyone knows how to help me with this computer, please help me.
Yeah, I mean, often the percussion treatment helps. Put the
I'm
bird
not
in.
An IT man. I'm something that rhymes with it.
Okay, a couple of letters short, all right?
Thanks, mate.
Good on you, Wayne Harris. And you'll hear the sound of him building that computer shortly, I think. It's 26 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Quaddy Cash Out. Cash out of your quaddy after the first, second or third leg. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
There's nothing better for a big breakfast than a gigantic bowl of sports lats.
Bar on, TK.
And there's only one place to get it, the big sports breakfast. Get a server.
I am, TK, I am.
Chock-a-block with nutritious sports news, personalities and opinions, filling you up for the day ahead.
Every morning from 5:30.
That's right, Slats. Every morning from 5:30, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Pour the big sports breakfast into your ears. Go on, eat sport for brekkie.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Qashqai ST, now with order from only $25,990 drive away. Find your local dealer at nissan.com.au. Starting off at Brightless Sands, steady traffic flow there. Grand Parade approaching Bay Street, heading north. We've still got Southern Cross inside the ED there at Moore Park. We're very heavy right the way through to Cleveland Street for northbound traffic. The 5, it's back to Belmore Road, down towards the M5 East Tunnel. And very heavy traffic in the Sydney CBD, Sussex Street, Drewer Street. 2-car accident closed southbound direction there. The Flight Centre's 48-hour flash sale is on. Fly return to Phuket from only $599. Hurry sale ends tomorrow. Call Flight Centre now, 131600. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
And the Rough and Racing.
Group Racing returns to Rose Hill Gardens.
Watch Sydney's best as they return to the track to begin their spring carnival campaign. With gourmet trackside dining options available and stunning views of the home straight and winning post, your guests will have a winning day at Rose.
Rose Hill Gardens. Hospitality packages start at only $99. Find out more at www.theatc.com.au.
Good morning, Kristen Fard with your sports headlines. The Sydney Roosters have launched legal action against sponsor Infinity Group Australia, who withdrew its backing after the cocaine scandal involving Sean Kenny-Dowell. Brisbane coach Wayne Bennett has slammed rumours that Jack Bird will backflip on the move to the Broncos. Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs coach Des Hasler has jumped to the defence of his players. Hasler said he is super pleased with the efforts of the playing group, particularly in defence. The Sydney Kings have reportedly signed former NBA player and Los Angeles Clippers guard Travis Leslie for the upcoming NBL season. An 11th hour bid will be made to avoid FIFA taking over Australian football after hours of talks to find a compromise solution. Giants veteran Steve Johnson has confirmed he will retire at the end of the AFL season. Billionaire Western Force backer Andrew Forrest has accused the ARU of cowardly tactics in the Super Rugby saga. Floyd Mayweather has admitted his physicality isn't up to scratch and his time off from the ring has seriously dented his form. And at the World Athletics Championships, Genevieve Lacaz is into the final of the women's 3,000-metre steeplechase, the first Australian woman to do so. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
We not only feature stars of the turf on Sky Sports Radio.
Great honour for us to have Barry Humphries on Sky Sports Radio.
Good morning.
But also stars of the stage and screen.
Nothing more graceful when this beautiful horse put its chin on mine. I was extremely moved. That sensitivity is the thing I noticed most.
Giving you an array of first-class guests and the action on the track.
We love it.
Every day on Sky Sports. Sports Radio.
Be 100% New South Wales bred and eligible for the $9,000 in bonuses for your first 2 or 3 year old win. Breed to the fastest horse standing in New South Wales.
What are we needy?
Be eligible for even more by breeding to a colonial bred stallion, the Group 1 winner 10-10 in America,
Caribbean Blaster,
or Lombo Pocket Watch, all standing at Urabee Stud in New South Wales. Visit urabee.com.au.
Sunday morning at 10:30, catch Pacing Rewind on Sky Sports Radio.
Now, 29 to 11, and Harness Racing getting underway tonight at Penrith, 6:19. Amanda Rando joins us. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning, Cozzy. A pretty strong card ahead at Penrith tonight, rather.
All right. Now, the first there, we pull out number 2, Western Gales.
Yeah, look, good race to kick things off with, and I really like the 10 on top here, Maxentius, for Blake Patrick and his older brother, Gavin, taking the drive on this one. He's a nice little three-year-old. He's taking on the older horses, and he's done a great job this season. He finished third at this track last week, and I think he's well-classed for this race, despite taking on the more seasoned types. Also, like the 5-year-old Studley Road, this is the horse I'm marking as my danger here. He won at this track 3 starts ago and has faced a couple of tough fields since, but I think should make his presence felt in this field tonight. Also including the 6, Bending Spoons, and number 9, Dance on Ice. So race 1 at Penrith, numbers are 10, 5, 6, and 9.
Second event, given the slip, number 3 and 5, our Samson out.
Yeah, look, tipping the 2 on top here, so Macador for Kevin Pizzuto. This horse gave Kevin his 100th winner for the season when winning at this track last week. It was his first start in Australia, and I think he looked all class on that occasion. I think he'll be hard to beat tonight. And my next best is the 6, My Ravana. She comes into barrier 4 with those 2 scratchings you just mentioned, and she's a really nice mare that is down in class from, you know, what she has been racing. So she looks like one of the main threats. Also think the 8, Express Pass, can run a good race, and the 1, Glenfield Boy. So race 2 on top to beat 6, 8 and 1.
Third event, and Magic May, number 3, is the only scratching.
Yeah, look, tipping this 7 on top here, which is our Bondi Beach. Bit of an open race, but I put this horse on top here. He's one of the best credentialed horses in the field. He's had 9 starts to 3 wins. He's had a